Welcome to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Whoa, no way.
So remember in the last episode when I had that raging Karen screw me over, basically? No, you don't remember?
No.
Well, check this card out, watch that video, and then come back to this one because we are going to talk about the other half of the story today. Please welcome to the podcast my brother, Garrett.
Oh my God, what's up? No way, I'm totally here. Been threatening it for a while now.
We haven't gone into depth too much about how that worked out on your end. What was like the fallout for you? Because for me, it was I just kind of stopped doing YouTube for a while, but I don't really remember what happened to you because you weren't even involved with what we were doing.
They shared a YouTube account, right? You guys shared a YouTube account?
And so from my end, I you came up to me and you were like, hey, their mom just called our mom and she didn't like her punishment or her agree with how she handled the situation. So she decided to just call the cops herself.
On you. And you specifically made no sense.
You?
Yeah.
You specifically.
It was like we were involved in. And that's why it was weird because that was the strangest angle to take because going after me was one thing, but...
But you? Yeah. You weren't even involved.
Because I think it was because I was closer to like 17, almost 18
at the time. So she's like, I can get him. I can get him with this.
But also, I don't think I did anything else that she knew about without you. Oh, well, this channel.
Yeah. And so I remember like knowing that there was a cop out of the way of the house and, you know, dumb teenage brain... We nuked the whole channel before he got there.
No.
I don't remember doing because, that. Did we really?
Yeah, because the channel where...
How many videos did you have?
I don't know, probably like 20 just random webcam filmed or with my flip camera. And they were split between my personal account or my personal channel. And then we had the channel where we both posted stuff on. And that one got completely nuked. Like, while we knew there was an officer on the way to our house. And he shows up with, like, one of those little digital cameras, like 2006 digital cameras, the point-and-click ones. He recorded our videos onto it and was, like, showing them off of this tiny screen and disappointedly shaking his head and all that. And
I forgot and he filmed it with a stupid camera. He didn't even bring in the clips.
Wait,
he just had it, like, on a tripod pointed at, like, a CRT monitor. It was
serious?
Ridiculous.
Yes. That's how he showed it to your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 100% will never forget the face he made when he looked over like he was crying. And yes, I do remember he pulled us out to the garage. We were talking to him. He goes, you almost got me in trouble. You guys suck. It was the funniest thing. But like the aftermath of that was.
Trying not to laugh. Yeah, my bad.
He's trying not to laugh as hard as he could. But the aftermath for me on that was basically I just stopped touching YouTube at all. I'd use it as entertainment and didn't really upload anything.
She almost ruined doing YouTube for you guys.
Yeah, back to Newgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We had more freedom there anyway. But yeah, that was our
plus,
early
there's
endeavor
no, like,
on
music
YouTube.
Portal. Luckily, I still have like my old personal channel, so some of the old ridiculousness still lives, like the rapping 50 Cent thing.
Oh,
that's still
God,
there.
It is there.
Explain that.
Yeah, you linked that the other day.
Explain it now.
We were posting video responses to a bunch of videos at the time just to get exposure, basically.
And that's the...
Yeah, we talked
we
about
this. We had change in our hand, and
so
one of us was
stupid.
Shaking the change, and I was beatboxing, and the adult was just like, 50 Cent, 50 Cent. That was the whole video. And I swear somebody in the comments, like the only comment there was kill yourself. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, really?
It was either that one or it was the muffins one.
Muffins.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I do explain this. Okay. So there was an old, you remember Shoes?
Oh my God.
Liam,
Shoes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had other videos, one where they were an old grandma and they kept popping up into frame with different kind of muffins. It was like raspberry. And eventually it ended up being like blood and shards of glass muffin. And then we set a short video where Dalton pops into frame with a box of Uno cards. Just goes, Uno.
You're so stupid.
Yep. That's all we would do back in the day. We just make terrible replies to stuff. I remember there was one video, I think it was a movie trailer. I couldn't even tell you the movie, but I just had a sped up version of Bob the Builder playing and I was just flailing to it the whole time. And that was the whole video.
And that's what modern day shitposting is.
I know.
Ahead of your time.
Oh my God.
You're creating your own slop.
The people really hated it too. They were pissed off. They're like, what the hell is this?
Because you're a dumb little white boy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it looked like too. You know that there's a gif of this kid with glasses and he's like flicking his fingers at the camera while like jumping backwards.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
like that's like the energy that I would bring to the room in those types
of videos.
Are you
talking about the
two brothers dancing?
I don't know. Is that if that's what you associate them with? Probably.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez. There was one video actually where we were recreating like a sketch from an old Adult Swim show.
Of course.
From a creator who shall not be named. But I don't know if you even remember making that. It was when they were screaming country names and then dancing.
Country
and we recreated names. That doing, yeah, they're like France. Oh, da, 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 and they all start dancing. Germany. It was
I do
stupid.
Not remember that one.
We recreated it using like a beige screen hanging on the wall in the living room.
Live action.
We yeah. did so many random projects like that. I probably wasn't focused on what it was for. I probably just jumped in on it because, okay, help me with this. Okay.
Wow, you guys are little YouTubers.
Here, this will be funny.
Baby tubers.
It wasn't.
There was no YouTube, though, when we were doing this stuff. I remember.
It was all still people just going viral for the first time, like Numa Numa.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's just like the Numa Numa era. All I got to do is wiggle around to some music. And
before
it pops off.
There was YouTube, we would steal our mom's camera, hook it up to the VCR and record videos. And we would put one of the audio tracks in the DVD player and we plug it into the VCR instead of our audio.
Y'all doing so much.
And we would play songs in the camera, basically, while we would do dumb music videos to them. You know, people do that. Like, I guess they don't do it now, but they used to do it in early YouTube.
We were way more advanced.
But we literally destroyed my mom's camera by just constantly throwing shit at it and then laughing at how funny it would be at the camera lens whipping around during songs. I don't know why we thought that was so funny, but we constantly threw shit at it and you could see the front microphone with all these dings in it.
Oh, it was dented to all hell and back. Oh,
I remember when she pointed that out. I had no idea we did that. It's all dented in the front. Oh, crap. It is. Okay, I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
I have a story of personal cringe.
All right.
You'll appreciate. I remember one time I had this CD that I'd gotten from church of like church. Harder rock Christian songs.
All right.
And I really vibed with this one song called Extreme Days.
Oh, my God. And I remember that.
Oh my.
At one point, I put together like a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 trick video while I was playing the Extreme Days. And the way we accomplished this was with the karaoke machine being the middle point to plug into the recorder to get it onto I think it was using a DVD recorder at the time.
You guys were just
jerry-rigging. That I actually borrowed from the church. And then I brought the DVD of this music video I made and played it at the youth group at my church. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I actually played it and was like, I'm so proud of this. Look how cool this looks. I'm so awesome. I would have beat me up. I would have shoved me in a locker. God.
I mean, we were doing that crap without editing software.
Yeah. All just in camera or in real time, stopping and pausing. There was a lot of like, okay, stop moving. Right before the end of recording. Okay, go.
You guys were doing
sometimes
real
we would get the cut
directing.
Yeah, we would get the cut perfect sometimes though. And the music just wouldn't skip and we would go, we nailed that one. Because every time we paused it, the music would just skip a little bit because it wasn't always perfect. But when we got one, it was like we re-nailed it and we were like,
I bet you felt so cool.
That was so seamless.
You felt so epic.
It felt so cool. And then there was the garage sale camera era.
Oh, yeah. That
recorded
camera.
Onto VHS tapes.
that had dubbing capabilities, and that was the first time we could like dub over stuff. And I remember the one thing that was like the coolest trick we did, but we kind of ruined the tape at the same time. We censored bad words in the video. We actually went back and like, okay, pause, play the dub, and we would perfectly censor out all of our bad words with the correct sound beep, because I went to the computer, I found the sound tone, and then I played it on my recorder, like right up to it, and recorded like 2 minutes of it. And I would just have that like blaring in my ear as I'm listening to it on the camera, and I would just hit the dub button, and it would actually sound legit, like a real beep.
So you would just have it playing.
Yeah.
And then record it at the right time.
Yes. And all the dub would pick up would be like the loud ringing in the mic.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was that our copy of Harry Potter, or was that a library copy of Harry Potter we dubbed over?
You dubbed over Harry. Of course you dubbed over Harry Potter.
Oh no. I don't know.
We dubbed over.
Wait, we did dub over. That was like 2 a.m. I don't even remember that. Yeah,
because we were trying to be real quiet with it.
Oh, Malta. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Dalton is not beating the Harry Potter allegations.
That was a library copy, that's on you. I don't remember that.
That's so funny. Could you imagine someone checking it out and at the very end of the movie, you just hear balls?
Are you saying you guys edited library copies?
That would be funny, honestly. I don't know if we ever did, but...
And then you gave it back?
If we did, that would have been funny. You just get the movie back. That would have been
so funny.
Oh, you know that movie with Jack Black where they did all the fake movies, the sweeted versions? What was that called?
Oh, my God.
Be Kind Rewind.
Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah. Oh, I would have loved to do that with the whole like library of movies.
That feels like your guys' energy. That seems exactly honestly, what you would do.
Yeah, that's a good
movie. I mean, we once recreated a scene from Star Wars with fly swatters, so...
You were almost recreated
is kind of a stretch.
It's a very loose term. We slapped each other with fly swatters until one of us started crying and went, stop, no, shh.
You're going to get me in trouble.
That's a lot. That's like take my brothers, camera away. Huh? I can't relate. I don't know. All the stories they tell me, they basically beat the shit out of each other all the time.
Yeah.
That's just brothers.
And then ate breakfast the next morning.
Just brother things.
I remember how that camera broke, and eventually we were going somewhere that really wasn't all that interesting. I don't even remember what we were doing, but I grabbed the camera and tripped as I was falling, as I was going down the stairs.
Oh, and I dropped it. That happened?
Yes.
That's so tragic.
And I was like, no, I dropped it. And then I remember you were pretty pissed about that.
Yeah, that was technically your camera. Yeah, because I got it at a garage sale for like $25. I ended up getting another one at another garage sale later.
What? I don't remember the second one.
The first one was like a Magnavox. The second one was like an RCA.
You must have got that afterwards. Like far afterwards, because I don't remember that.
You just make up the name of anything and I'll believe you.
Yes, the Toshiba SD4.
Yeah, totally. Whatever. Sure.
I'm actually pretty sure Toshiba SD4 is like a real model number.
What the fuck ever? I believe it.
Oh my God. And then eventually we moved into like the digital era, which we were describing before with like digital cameras.
Oh, my flip camera.
Stupid things for the police to show up.
Yeah, guys, listen. Before it was me and Dalton, it was Garrett and Dalton. Very different sense. We're not siblings.
No, whoa. No, we are siblings.
Okay, no, me and Dalton aren't siblings.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Me and Dalton are not siblings. You and Dalton aren't siblings,
but me and you are siblings.
Garrett, I just said your name in the most foul way.
Yeah, that was pretty foul.
That was rancid. I'm sorry.
That was giving mom energy, like reprimanding me in the middle of mire. Oh, wait, that was too real. Never mind.
All right.
And I can really see what you mean when you say you just want to see yourself yap on the screen.
Yeah. Blah, blah. They get to try out their new fancy evolution because, as you can see, that they were on the wall.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We didn't even mention you're a Chad.
They're Chad.
If you weren't the first Chad, you were definitely in the first month.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I'm Chad Prime, because the second you were like, hey, we added a Chad tier, and I subscribed.
Yeah, I think it might have been you, like the very first one.
First?
Yeah. Because I was just going through it. I'm like, did we get any Chads? I'm like, oh my God.
See my name sitting there. Damn it.
Yeah. We'd put you on the wall.
Even my mom's familiar with you now. She's like, oh yeah.
I've never even met your mom.
I know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure 90% of your comment section sees me and my dumbass remarks I put on every one of your videos. So
I always wonder.
I would say put a face to the
that.
Name, but
when we reply to you, are they like, that's just some guy? Why are they so mean to him?
Oh my. If you ever get yelled at, that would be actually really funny.
Don't be mean to Emmy. She's doing her best. That was the nicest thing I've ever said about Emmy. What do you mean?
I saw this video the other day that was this old man who didn't understand that there was like acting going on in front of him and people were filming, and some scene they were filming, a kid was getting bullied, and this old man walks up to the guy who's playing the bully and puts his hand on his shoulder.
I remember that.
And everyone just laughs because the whole situation was not real. But the man felt so immersed. He was like, oh, I've got to stand up to this guy.
That's a good man. That's a good man. They shouldn't laugh at him.
Hot take, I think it's fake.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was faked?
Because the way that the whole crew, the camera crew and sound crew move into frame at the exact moment that the old man realizes he's on a movie set, it's played too well. Like, the person looking at the video and the old man are all let in on what's going on at the last second at the same time.
That could also be true. I feel like there's an obnoxious amount of things right now that are being faked for points on social media.
For example, I swear to God, me and Dalton will be watching these like scary ghost videos, but it always will start. Okay, not always, but more often I'm noticing it'll be like somebody showing off something they bought, and they're showing off the product and they're saying exactly where they got it from. And then something scary happens. Oh no, viral video, something scary, but JK, it's actually an advertisement. That's what I'm thinking.
And then you check the channel name and it's like Dropshipping Inc.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're even getting away with that, because there's regulations for not being allowed to disclose.
Yeah, you have to say if you're sponsored.
A sponsorship.
That's why it's just a theory.
Well, yeah, it's not really a sponsorship if it's your dropshipping company and it's your YouTube channel dedicated to showing off the products on that dropshipping company.
But if you're just pretending,
it's
like
the reposting.
Something scary happened. Just to get attention.
That's what I'm saying. It's the reposting that gets that kind of attention.
Yeah.
And
then
I think
people spread it.
That is what they're banking on. Someone misinterpreting the video.
Ends up on Nuke Top 5 or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's definitely suspicious when someone's showing off a product and then suddenly something miraculous happens that's unexplainable. Or
I will especially believe it less if it's on TikTok.
My favorite kind of videos like that are the ones where they're like showing off something that's clearly an SFW, but they have to like frame it as if it's a product for something else. Like, like, hey, you should totally buy this corn washing machine. It washes your corn for you right on the cob.
Oh my God. I've seen some of those.
You're just like, this is not what that is.
That's not.
Wash the corn between the melons.
No.
Corn washer. Oh my God.
That'll be like, oh yeah, and you could put your phone here and it's stabilized and for maximum focus. It's like when they're trying to advertise on Amazon some like muscle massager, and all of the pictures and videos are somebody getting their like back massaged or something, but you know that's not what that is.
It's not what you're using that on.
Personal
massager.
It's
waterproof. Okay.
Why is it waterproof?
When would I ever be using that anywhere near water?
Well, if you say so, then you'll see.
I'm
going to
take your word for
it,
random AI voice. Yeah. This is the best personal massager I've ever used. You can get one today at personalmassager.com.
It's really quiet and secrete. And it's like the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Why would you need quiet and discreet to be a selling point on a massager that's not for something gross? Let's be honest. Your roommate will never know that you're massaging your muscles at 3 a.m. drunk.
Great for muscle cramps and workouts and migraines.
And you can put it up your ass.
No!
Also comes with a suction cup.
You know,
for stability.
Get those hard to reach places.
Wait a second. I'm just realizing this is the first episode that we have you on, and we're talking about some of the most foul subjects.
Welcome to what happens when you get me and Dalton in the same room together for more than 10 minutes.
Hey, don't bring me into this. Don't blame me. It's not my fault.
I think it's 100% fault. Your fault, actually. I agree with that.
I mean, I went quiet for like the past like minute. I haven't said anything.
No. I think you started this, actually.
Oh, my. Yeah, technically, I did start the conversation by saying, welcome to that animated podcast.
Hello, family that's listening to this. Please don't hate me. Please, please, please. I'm sorry. Please don't listen to this episode, actually.
Direct all your hate to me. I feed off of it.
All right. So from now on, anytime you guys have a complaint about the podcast, yeah, seek my brother out in the comments.
Yep. I'll
pin you out of time.
Just yeah, air your new grievances to me.
You're the new representative for everyone's...
The Department of Hate.
The first reply I'm going to get on my next comment is like, Emmy's balls!
They're complaining about my balls being out.
Your balls?
To me.
My balls. I just got my balls out.
Is that really what people are saying?
Yes.
Why? Do we need to give you different balls? Are those balls too obvious?
No. Obvious? Listen. You got a sneak peek of what my new look. No! Not of my balls!
Oh my
not
God.
Not of my balls!
I almost sipped coffee when you said that.
No, you didn't. You're just sitting there.
Shut up.
You gotta redesign them into the Popcorn Factory sketch balls.
The Popcorn Factory sketch.
Oh my God.
No.
Look for it online as the Popcorn Factory sketch.
No. The new me. Still has my balls out. Never mind.
Why though?
It's just how I'm sitting.
You just need the balls.
Is there a problem with how I'm sitting? It is my arms. Those are my arms.
No.
Oh, hey.
Balls.
You know who's armless now?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. No. Where's Emmy's arms, guys?
No, not me.
Where's Emmy's arms?
Not me. Are you dumb?
No. Where's your arms?
Dumb, not me. Look on the screen.
Arms generally come from shoulders, not from your crotch. So I'm inclined to believe those are balls.
Okay. No arms.
Balls out for Harambe, I guess.
I'm never giving you arms.
Draw me, okay?
I'm literally never going to give you arms now. Dalton the Vault, he got some. You get none, ever.
I have balls too?
Huh?
Where? I don't see them.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not bald.
Emmy's bald.
Oh, snap. Oh, you're bald,
does
too.
Does Meredith count?
Why am I bald? I'm fur.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Dalton's covered in fur.
But my sprout.
That's not hair.
That's one hair.
No, that's plant.
That's one hair.
I.
Yeah, if I'm really, a plant, then it's my hair.
I really didn't want to tell you this, but like that car accident actually lodged a piece of a tree into your head.
Oh.
So it's not actually a part of you per se. It's just a...
Then...
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, remember when we hit that guy on the way to the podcast studio for episode one?
But then
you have severe brain damage.
But how come I was born in the dirt then?
Everyone's born from dirt.
No, you just emerged from the dirt after the nuclear fallout, remember?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the way life works now. Everyone just crawls out of the dirt.
Like cicadas?
Yeah, exactly.
Every few years we emerge out of the... ground, we scream, we look for a mate, and then we die.
Isn't that the story of Fallout? Basically.
Yes.
Like human cicadas.
I
coming out of the vault.
I guess. Know. Yeah, some of them just straight up dead from the get-go.
Damn it, I hate that. I can't even like counter that with anything. Like I'm just imagining it's after the Fallout and all the weird creatures are around, like, ugh, the humans are back. I'm glad this won't come around for another 3 years. There's just like a dude named Chet just screaming, "Who wants sex?"
And it's always the same people who rise and like go back.
It's just frat guys.
Hey, talk about that time you guys did something bad in RuneScape.
I would never incriminate myself, especially on a podcast.
You guys are bad guys.
Who am I, Logan Paul?
Logan Paul will never be invited to this show.
I don't think anyone cares about that shit anymore. Well, like the old game is gone. The website is defunct. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you can talk about the horrible things that you did now. It won't affect your current account.
And I'm sure every installation of Windows has been wiped at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, it's totally fine.
Way back in the day, I don't even remember. I don't have a frame of what year this would have been. Pre-Evolution of Combat update. So like 2006.
Oh, way sooner than that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was like...
Was that maybe a freshman?
2006. Maybe. I don't know. I just remember...
Okay, somewhere between 2003 to 2006, I had my RuneScape account hacked into because I thought I was smart downloading hacks for RuneScape. And they took my password via keylogger. And I went, oh, that was really easy for them to do.
Your Joker moment.
Why don't I just do that myself?
Oh, no.
And so I put a keylogger out there. It was a pre-made, like, it was a company that made keyloggers for business computers.
Explain what a keylogger is.
So a keylogger basically will take everything you type. It'll itemize it into a document and tell you, like, what the window it's titled, where they were typing it, and things like that. And so I would just search the logs that would be emailed to me for RuneScape and find their username and password because it was the first two things they typed. So I put it out there with a silent mode that didn't show up in your file task manager at all. And the file is invisible. So you had to have invisible files on to see it. And once a week, it was just sending me a log of everything these people were typing. Not even once a week. I think it was once a day.
It was what did they think they were downloading? It was per user.
They thought they were downloading RuneScape administration tools.
So they were also dumb idiots trying to hack. You became the bully. That's
I'm
the
pretty sure one of our screenshots on how the tool worked, we just took a screenshot of RuneScape and then had like a yellow box around one of the levels. And then we copied all of them to look like they were 99. Like, here, it's a level editor. You can change what levels you are. Like, it wasn't even that good of a fake. So anyone who fell for this was kind of dumb. And I remember the site we uploaded it to, they ended up featuring it as one of, like, the top downloaded RuneScape tools.
No.
Because it was just getting downloaded so often. But it wasn't even that anyone verified it.
Yeah, if nobody was getting any results out of it.
No. And it was lazy. I'm pretty sure it was just a blank document that just said RuneScape hacks. You were basically
there wasn't an icon
for
it. It was just a default system icon.
There was
the
no,
file size was like
bother?
30 kilobytes.
Was it an EXE?
Yeah.
Which doesn't automatically mean
it.
Something's a virus, but...
Usually it does.
Only I mean, shout out to File Planet for not checking anything and just featuring us for no reason.
Right. And I remember that software it came with. You would just search whatever you wanted to find logs for and then comb through it and you would find usernames and passwords.
So you took advantage of the illiterate.
Yeah. I thought of a way I could actually scramble my information if I ever got keylogged. So I started typing in my username and password at the same time. That way it would throw off anyone keylogging me. Because I got so paranoid that we were doing it. I'm like, I don't want
That's
anyone to ever find me.
When you do something bad, then you're worried everyone's going to do that bad thing to you.
I would like
I
type
remember
in
at
the
one
first
point
letter
pasting
of
my
username.
What? Say that again.
I used to paste my username and password.
Smart.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got paranoid, I'm sure.
You did what? You went like one letter in username, one letter in password and just alternated?
Something like that. Or I would like do a couple letters at a time.
Yeah, because didn't you end up keylogging Dalton at one point?
No, plugged in a jump drive in my computer and then started.
Let them tell what they did.
He challenged me. He's like, you're never going to figure out this password. And I'm like, bet. One day he was just sitting in your room and I waltzed in with a flash drive. Hold on one second. And I plugged it in, unplugged it, and walked away. And you came to my room like 10 minutes later. What was that about? And then I repeated your password to you. And I swear you were about to just punch me in the face.
I don't use password managers anymore.
I plugged it in and it just actively dumped all of his passwords from Chrome, from any password file.
I've heard his version of it and it's so funny how angry he was.
Like you don't even have to use the computer when with that method. You guys
cannibalized.
You're like one of those people who dropped that jump drive in Iran and caused those nukes to overheat.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah.
If you don't know about that virus, that's a rabbit hole to look into, guys. God. Google it. The Iran nuclear hack or whatever.
PSA to everybody listening. Do not plug random flash drives you find out in public into your devices.
Yeah, don't do Never. That.
Just
it's,
don't do
it's
that.
It's like the worst thing you can do, unprotected. They're basically preying on people.
Don't raw dog it with your computer.
Don't raw dog your data.
Yeah. Oh, but what did you end up doing with all the RuneScape stuff? Like, what did you get out of it?
A bunch of trimmed armors and various like expensive things, but mostly a lot of crap and gold.
They didn't catch us for the longest time because we were drop trading everything and we just got sloppy at the end.
No. It was very specifically one account we got greedy. He had probably about 500 mil in cash, plus every god armor, plus like four whips and all this kind of stuff. But he was actively trying to log in while we were stealing his stuff.
You went after an active account.
We were logging each other out.
Oh my God.
And so we just said, screw it. And we traded directly because it wasn't going to log you out until you were done with the trade. So we started a trade screen and dumped all this stuff to our main accounts.
No!
And they tracked that trade, and that's how they got us.
That's what happens.
Yeah. My favorite spot was in Varrock. You know I think it's just like a random house right north of the East Bank. I would go to the second floor of that house and just drop stuff in one of the corners. Nobody ever went in there.
You felt so sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the closest to a bank that like nobody went to. It felt really safe. And you could just dump.
Everybody was downstairs talking about 200 gold pieces, rune essence. And we're upstairs draining accounts.
Yeah, and then you got banned, right?
Yeah, we ended up, yeah. I think Fun's I ended over. Up blaming, like, oh, I was at college. It was my little brother. I can't believe he did this to me. And they didn't buy it.
The little I probably they did didn't. Too in my appeal.
They did not buy that shit. They thought
I haven't had control of my account for over a year. How am I banned?
Oh my God.
How did this happen? And I'm responding immediately as if this is not news to me.
As if we didn't log in every day.
Raise your hand if you blamed a younger sibling for something you did online.
Oh, that's always the cop out.
It is.
That's why I don't believe people anytime they appeal something with any servers we've run or accounts that we've blocked.
It's the easiest cop-out.
I never believe the sibling angle.
You want to hear something funny, actually?
Yes.
Our older brother has a very valid reason to say that because
you did something?
Yeah, I got his first Steam account VAC banned, hacking on Counter-Strike.
Oh my God, that is so terrible.
His appeal was literally my little brother was hacking on my account.
Oh my God.
And they denied it. And there was probably a Valve employee going, yeah, okay.
Denied. You hacked on his account?
Ow. I wasn't going to do it on mine.
Oh my God.
And then you learned how aggressive VAC bans were.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was so mad. He had to start a whole new Valve account and everything.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's
a whole new Steam account. Wow. I ended up rebuying him like Counter-Strike Source and Left 4 Dead and all the stuff he had on his account, but
how long ago?
15, 16 years ago.
That's too many.
Counter-Strike Source. And I was hacking on a server that was full of hackers, so I was like, oh, this is just the vibe here. I guess it was a honeypot to just ban a bunch of accounts.
The only time I ever hacked with Counter-Strike was if I was using that jump drive version you gave me.
Oh, the portable?
Yeah.
The one that we probably shouldn't have been playing in school, but we're still playing in school.
Yeah, you guys distributed that.
We basically gave it to the whole school because my whole class was playing it by the time I got it. Like, everyone in my class had it by the end of the week.
I put a copy of it on every computer in the 3D modeling lab.
You guys don't realize how much stuff trickles down from Garrett to Dalton. Like, so many things I hear about that, like, they were actually involved with or inspired or just, like, it passed down.
Yeah.
That's why I love certain episodes of this podcast are like, oh, I'm watching a documentary on YouTube about parts of my life. This is weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we hang out a lot, too, like multiple times a week. And we'll just talk about stuff that we're going to talk about on the podcast. And then they're like, hey,
when am I going to be a guest?
We talked about that. Bring me on.
And then our nephew every day.
We've been kind of trying
to
plan this for like months.
Every day that I've worked with our nephew, he's like, when are you going to be on that animated podcast?
That's such a weird thing to me because we started the channel... I don't even know if he was talking. No, I'm not. He wasn't that young, but he was still not even in school, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a long time ago. If you want to feel old, there you go. You weren't even in school when we started this channel.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or does that make me feel... Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that should make
feel
you
old.
Feel
oh.
old. I think you just hurt your own feelings.
Ow.
Oh, what sucks is he was born my senior year, so his age is a direct correlation of how long I've been out of high school personally.
That's bad.
And that sucks.
It's okay. He's officially older than I am, or than I was when he was born.
Okay, let's state the ages, Dalton.
I think I was 15 when he was
born.
No,
I'm saying like right now. How old are you now?
Oh, we're not doing that.
Yeah, come on.
You start.
I'm 30.
35, University of Massachusetts. Oh, I'm sorry, this isn't the draft.
Did I turn 33 this year? I don't remember. I was in a coma for half the year.
But I think
you were in a coma. You had anesthesia because they ripped off part of your face. I don't remember.
And then he disassociated through the rest.
Right.
Of the recovery.
Huh?
In a coma.
Wait, what's going on? What are we doing here?
He literally just became lucid just now.
Huh? Hey, welcome
that
back.
That animated podcast. Wait, what is this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, this is as a Jaltoid.
You're actually a guest star on me and Emmy's podcast right now.
What? Yeah, I started a podcast with your brother.
We had to keep the channel going. We figured nobody would notice.
Oh my God!
You know,
the
green
drawings
and blue.
Got worse. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible artist.
I'm sure if we spent enough time like not posting, you could pretend to be me.
What's
like,
your
oh, yeah, my
problem?
Voice just sounds a little different.
Just no. Like, why does his voice sound like that? Like, oh, he must have throat cancer or something.
Oh my God.
Why is it going to be cancer?
Because everybody jumps to the worst possible thing that could happen.
He's pregnant. He's
pregnant
got it.
He's
pregnant with cancer, yes.
No!
Damn
it.
That's
what Google always tries to tell me.
I mean, that could be technically true. You could be pregnant with a cancer.
No.
Like a, I almost said cancer patient.
No.
I'm a cancer like, baby.
I
yeah. See, like
no.
Your mom was once pregnant with cancer.
No.
Oh my God!
Stop it.
And I technically played the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz because she was pregnant with me when she played the Tin Man.
Oh yeah, your mom
true,
was in
yeah.
a play for Wizard of Oz.
Damn,
that's
you're
funny.
Getting roles before you were born.
I know, dude. Man. I booked.
You were in the spotlight.
Turn it off.
You have the floor. The spotlight's
stop,
on you.
Stop perceiving me, please.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Is there anything you want to shout out?
I stream on Twitch like an ADHD kid. So once, whenever I feel like it, at Levoflax on Twitch.
Woo!
Other than that, please don't look at me.
We'll have that linked in the description down below. We should you guys can check it out.
So that you can be this.
Thanks for coming on to that animated podcast and giving some insight into some of the like old creative energy that I used
literally
to inspire
anytime.
By.
Yeah, okay. We'll have you back.
And let us know down below what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he smells?
Tell us things.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay.